Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering.
Welcome to Boston Logan International Airport.
In the bowels of Logan Airport, tucked away in baggage claim, there's a small chapel. It's called Our Lady of the Airways, and it's the first airport chapel ever built in the U.S. We're taking you there today as the second installment of our series on Boston's hidden sacred spaces, a project mapping these little-known places of worship through radio and interactive 3D models you can explore on your computer or smartphone. Radio Boston's Walter Wolfman was there earlier this year, and he brings us back to this tiny Catholic chapel weathering the changing times.
Our Lady of the Airways is not easy to find.
Can I bother you for a second? Do you know where the chapel is?
Yes. Go back here and take our right and just follow that maybe eighth of a mile
back
or so.
Right. Walk.
Yeah, just walk.
It's tucked away near baggage claim in between terminals B and C. But once you're inside, it's a world apart from Logan Airport.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord.
That's Father Richard Uftring, the priest of Our Lady of the Airways. On this January Sunday, he's celebrating Mass with a few dozen people.
Jesus heard that John had been arrested.
The rectangular chapel is dimly lit with red brick walls. There's a custom-made statue of the Virgin Mary in front of the altar. She stands on a globe circled by three airplanes. Father Uftring stands in the aisle to be closer to the parishioners in the pews. Some are travelers, others are regulars, like Anne Foster. She lives nearby in Peabody and was married at Our Lady of the Airways about 35 years ago. She says she makes a point to come as often as possible.
I stay in Peabody occasionally. I float back and forth, but when I really need to feel like I've been to really, I don't know, I like it down here. I like it down here. It's much more personal.
John Varengia of Revere has been coming for 10 years. He used to come here with his father.
I have a lot of great memories here. My dad passed away 6 years ago, and late in the game, he decided to return to his faith. Matter of fact, where you sit in front, there's a little plaque right in front where you were sitting that has his name on it. We came for the last 16 months of his life every single week, and it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. In fact, right up until the week before he died.
But these parishioners say the masses here aren't as well attended as they used to be. Father Uftring sees it too.
You know, people come now, get dropped off at the airport. They think right away they got to get through security. They got to get to it. It's stressful flying right now. Mm-hmm. And so people get here. They don't have time to mull around. There was used to be shopping. There used to be restaurants. All of those are phased out because people just want to get in and get to their plane.
In many ways, Our Lady of the Airways is a relic of an older Boston, and one that exists because of one person.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator.
Richard Cardinal Cushing was the Archbishop of Boston from 1944 to 1970. In those three decades, he forever transformed the region, leading a massive expansion of parishes and churches.
And so it was very much a part of his larger program to bring the church to where the people were. And that might mean new suburban towns that were growing, but it might also mean the airport, where people were now traveling increasingly.
That's James O'Toole, a scholar of American Catholic history at Boston College. He says Cardinal Cushing built Our Lady of the Airways in 1951 as part of his mission to establish workmen's chapels around the city, so the working class could more easily go to Mass, and all the priests coming home after World War II could have jobs.
The population of Catholic priests in Boston and in the country as a whole was growing very rapidly in the aftermath of the war. You could see it as a kind of supply and demand sort of dynamic, I suppose, and the airport chapel would have been a part of that.
Behind the scenes, Cushing pulled the levers of state government to get a chapel put into the airport, and got the space essentially for free. The rent was $100 a year. Our Lady of the Airways was so well attended in its early years, it outgrew its original location. The archdiocese had it relocated and expanded in 1965 to where it remains today. But these are different times. The share of the population identifying as Catholic in the United States has steadily decreased as the country's religious landscape changes and the church continues to reckon with its sexual abuse crisis. The Boston Archdiocese is closing churches and consolidating parishes. O'Toole says the church is now dealing with the opposite kind of supply and demand problem it had after World War II. Priests are dying and retiring faster than new ones are ordained.
And the priests who remain are, as the sociologists say, graying. So the church won't be able to support the same extensive infrastructure of institutions that it did in the past. And we see this already.
Talking to the parishioners who attend regular Sunday masses at Our Lady of the Airways, they say it's their priest, Father Uftring, who holds them together. Here's Mary Grace Gravelisi Festa, the creative director of Massport.
I got hooked on him. I did, yeah. I think if he wasn't here and I knew he was somewhere else, I would go where he was.
But when the pandemic ends, Father Uftring won't be back at Our Lady of the Airways. He retired in July after serving 24 years as the chapel's priest. The future of Our Lady of the Airways isn't clear, but for parishioners and travelers from around the world who stumble across this church, it remains their own hidden sacred space.
And that is Radio Boston's Walter Wuthman. To explore an interactive 3D model of Our Lady of the Airways, go to our website, radioboston.org, and join us next week for our final installment of the series on Boston's hidden sacred spaces. We're going to visit a synagogue inside a senior home in Roslindale where the residents sing Bob Marley. That's our show for today. I'm Tiziana Deering. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.